In the early 90s, the Special Olympics helped develop the Unified Movement, which joins people with and without intellectual disabilities on the same sports teams. More and more schools are starting these teams across the country. Hanover High School has had a unified track team since 2012. Vermont Public reporter Erica Heilman spent some time with the Hanover team at a recent meet.
This is the sound of the Hanover High School unified track team at the long jump.
Salem High School.
Go! Go! Salem! Salem! Salem!
One thing I love about a unified track meet, there is a lot of equal opportunity cheering. Here is athlete and also team partner, Zan Charlotte.
I would not do sports. This has not changed my mind about sports at all. But I think it's nice to just have like a baseline of belonging. Like, oh, this is my team. And like, I think like a lot of adolescents, it's like a lot of work to like go and find places where you can be.
Where you can be with a group?
Yeah, where you can be with a group and where just like you'll be tolerated and acknowledged. And like, that's not something I find so much in high school. So here I find like everybody is just de facto tolerated, but also kind of appreciated. And I think it's like, it's a good place to work on like personal goals for like what kind of person you want to be, because like I want to be a warmer person, and so this is easy because like a lot of my teammates are really warm and kind of energetic people, and so I can kind of like look up to them. You got this, Dave. Yeah, Dave is really great at the long jump. Like,
he jumped really far.
This is team captain Stephen Land.
Did you see the person I was talking with, the official?
Yeah.
She has the starting pistol.
Yeah.
Why is that something you want to talk about?
It's just to get everyone started.
Right, but okay, so but is that something we should worry about, or is that
no.
Okay?
No, I was just telling Dan.
Steven knows that I'm kind of sensitive to noise.
How is this track team different? Does Hanover have two track teams?
Yes.
And what's the difference between this track team and that track team?
You automatically make varsity for this one.
Go, Ellie! Go, Ellie!
You got this, Ellie!
This is high school senior Ellie Havdra. Why do you do it?
Well, I do it because it's really fun, and I love being around people. I love running, jumping, throwing. At first, I didn't have any experience, but now I have. I also do it because I want to make a new group of friends.
Are you in school?
Yes, I am in school. I am a senior, and wow. I graduate this year.
How do you feel about that?
I feel really excited. I feel like I conquered every class in my school, and I like just being around things and making sure my classes are straight A's, or if I flunk, it's okay, I pick myself up and just stuff myself off.
What
are you saying, Dave?
It's in the movie Three Idiots. I've watched that.
Another thing to love about a unified track meet, the conversation between events is generally more surprising than at most track meets.
He's
quoting a movie in Hindi, but he won't translate it for us.
How do you describe your brain?
I think I have a lot more thoughts than a lot of people. Like, I just, like, because of, like, ADHD and autism, like, I can't sort through my thoughts because it's just constant. And so, like, I like being in Unified because I think people express themselves. Like, you don't have to kind of, like, sort through, well, what thoughts do I share, what thoughts do I not share, because, like, it's a lot more lenient in terms of, like, a social environment than a lot of high school is, because it's, like, no one's monitoring you for, like, you know, the wrong performance, like, the wrong laugh, because everyone is still focused on whoever's running. And so, like, when you're on the ground and you're watching someone run, your job is to cheer that person on. When you're running, your job is to run. And so it's straightforward.
That's it.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Zan.
Okay,
Bennett.
Yes.
What are we doing?
We are walking the 200.
Zan was partnering with Bennett Palmer while he walked the 200, and I went along. It's really pleasant walking the 200. There's more time for conversation.
What do you guys talk about on these walks together?
Really just like, how's our day been and stuff. And, you know, I don't really know Zan that well, so.
Yeah. So you don't know each other that well?
Not really, no.
No. So is it awkward?
Well, I mean, I generally don't mind meeting new people. I mean, I guess as long as they're nice, you know, I'm okay with that. But.
Yeah. Some of our teammates are more, like, exuberant, a little loud, but Bennett's, like, very peaceful, so I can appreciate that. I don't really have a sense of awkwardness.
Yeah, you are a peaceful dude.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Got it. All 19 feet, 7 and 1. Yes, so Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett.
Again, here's Ellie.
What's the scariest thing about life?
Well, not being included is a little scary for me. Like, not being part of something. Like, if I'm in a group and people start to shadow me out, like, I can't get a word out sometimes. But when I'm around people I know and trust and love, they let me talk for once, which is good.
Go Zen!
How does it feel physically different to be in this environment than in a strictly neurotypical environment?
Outside of track, like, I know, like, a few kids who will, like, consistently say hi to me, and then I know the people from the Nerdiversity club that I'm a part of. But otherwise, like, the teachers are very friendly, and I believe the kids can be friendly to each other. But I think here it's, like, I know where all my teammates are, and, like, I notice if someone's not there, and, like, I think it's more comfortable to be in an environment where, like, other people are aware that you're there. Like, I've never felt like part of a team before, but this is the only time I've felt like I'm part of this thing.
What up, Ellie? What up, Ellie?
How did it go?
Good.
What was your time? Do you know?
I don't know. Like, you couldn't tell me.
What a beautiful day.
I just love being outside in the sun.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.